So once again, we're on the halachas of tzitzis. We are on page 34. Again, that's Siman Yud. And we're up to Gimel. So what we started to begin to discuss yesterday is you need a four-cornered garment. Four-cornered garment. And again, previously we discussed about the size of that four-cornered garment. No, that's not good. Let's do that. The size of the four-cornered garment, but it has to be a four-cornered garment. And yesterday we saw that it has to be at least four-cornered. It can't be three, but it could be four. It could be five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. And if it's more than four, so we discussed what do you do, where do you position the tzitzis, because as we learned yesterday, you only put four tzitzis on. You don't put five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, right? You only put four. So so we discussed that, Baruch Hashem, yesterday. So let's go a little weiter. So in Gimel, now Gimel is going to be interesting because, I don't know, today or tomorrow, whenever, on the next page in Vav, we'll have a similar case. Again, the operative word is similar. And it would seem to be a contradiction to what we're saying now, but we'll talk about that probably later. So in Gimel, the Mechaber says, Kafal karnos taliso kashram otafram. If you had the corners of, again, of your talis, of your garment, and you tied them, or you stitched them, v'dome ki'ilu katsan ve'en lo kanafos. And so it looks like they're not there. It looks like there's no corners. Again, but you didn't cut them off. You tied them or you pinned them or whatever you want to call it. You even sewed them. Now, again, we'll talk about that. Afa pikein lo niftara. So even though that's true, that still, and it looks like they're not there, but still, they're there. So therefore, you have to put tzitzis on there anyways. Now in the Mishnah Berurah, explains, because very interesting language of the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim says, Elvadai desofa lahatir es hatfira. Because in these cases where you tied or you stitch them, you're definitely going to undo it. So in other words, I think what the Mishnah Berurah is talking about is they have a different terminology in the sewing biz, and that is basting, right? You know, they wide stitches, you know, sometimes you see it like on a suit when you get it. So those stitches, they're stitched, but they're going to be unstitched. And therefore, you have to put tzitzis on it because the corners are really still there. They're not. That's just temporary. So therefore, now the Mishnah Berurah brings up a very interesting idea. Based upon this, if you tied or something like that, the corner still it's considered it's still there. So let's say, like some people do, people make my tzitzis. Here again, you have the corner, right? This is the corner. And let's say you made the loop. Remember before we learned that the hole in each corner has to be a certain distance, not too far, but not too close to the edge of the garment. So therefore, you might see here, again, these people can't see it, but the loop on the person who made mine is very small, so it scrunchies up, crumples up the garment, right? So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, that's not a problem. That's not a problem because really it's there, right, to scrunch it up. So it's not any worse than the case we're talking about now where it's actually tied or basted, right? Mitam ze yuchal lahatil ata hatzisis bekafil. So therefore, again, when it's double or whatever, you could put the tzitzis there, aflamata megeshar gudol, even less than an agudol, a thumb's width from the edge, which normally would be pasul. But in this case, it would be okay, because again, that's the halach, that's an idea we're extrapolating from this halacha. Why? Im kishishpashet. Yeah, lamala mekesher gudol, because if you spread it, it would be more than the minimum size from the corner. So that's one of the things we're learning out of this week, this halacha. Now, also, okay, yeah. Okay, so let's go on. Yeah. Let's go on to Dal. To Dal, yes. Talis shel beged uknafa shel or. Let's say you had a garment. The garment is made out of material. Flax, linen, wool. But the corners are made out of leather. So I think we learned before that leather is not chayv and tzitzis. So this is, as we call it today, a hybrid garment, right? The garment is mostly wool or linen, but the corners are made out of leather. So the halacha is chayeves. So then that garment, four corners, requisite sides, all that type of stuff, so that garment is chayev and tzitzis. Let's say flip it over. He shall or knafel shall beged. Let's say the garment is mostly leather, but the corners are made out of material. Ptura. So then it's pater. So as you can imagine, the Mishnah Brura says, because we go by the majority. We go by the majority. Ve'ein adam iskasa el be'ikara beged. Hilkachach azlina basra. We go by the majority of the garment. That's what you wrap yourself in, right? That's what the Torah talks about. So therefore, we go by that. And since the majority is garment, material, so therefore we go that by that. Okay. Now, the Mishnah Berurah also brings down, how about if a different case? Let's say you have two layers, right? Let's say you have two layers, one of garment and one, or material, and one of leather. So he says we go by the top. Ki atachton u'atafel la'elyon, shu ikra beged. So we go both by the top, because the top, whatever the top layer is, that's the main thing of the garment. Okay.
That's outside, or the part that touches the skin?
The outside. Okay. I think. Okay. Now, I'm sorry, but I forgot to mention a bir halacha in the previous halacha. Remember, in the previous halacha, we talked about how about if you basted or you tied up a corner, right, or corners. So now it looks like it doesn't have four corners, right? So what do we say? Yeah, but it's there, and you're going to undo it. It's not really permanent. So therefore, it's still there, and it's still a four-corner garment. You have to have tzitzis on it. Now, the Bir Halacha brings up a very interesting question from the Malbim, the Arsus HaChaim. That is, how about let's go the other way? How about if you have a round, something that doesn't have four corners, right? It has, like my jacket, right? Like my jacket edge, where it's round, right? It's clearly round. And let's say I folded it, right?
To make it
I folded it and basted it so it looks like it's squared. Right? So in the halakha, in the machaber says basting or tying something up so that if it's squared, now it looks round, that doesn't count. So the Malbim asks, how about the opposite way? In other words, flip the case. In other words, really, it's round. And now, for some reason, I don't know, I make it, you know, I baste it up or I tie it in some way. There's some type of tape they call a Hollywood tape. Holds things together. So let's say I took some Hollywood tape and I made it square. I made both of them. So now would my jacket be chayv and tzitzis? So it's very interesting. So it's very interesting. So in other words, do we say this halacha also, sorry about this, also leniently? So the comes out, the Malbim comes out, the Arsos Chaim comes out, then you should put tzitzis on it, but don't make a bracha.
So basting is only temporary in the opposite case.
Right. So in other words, it's very interesting. He says it's a machlokas. The Malbim says it's a machlokas. I should have looked up the Malbim. I have. But yeah, it's a very interesting case, flipping it over. Okay. So I'm sorry I didn't say that in the right time. Okay. Let's go to hay. This is an idea and a concept which I think I mentioned yesterday or the day before, but here it is. I think it was yesterday. Hayulo shlosh kanafos. Let's say you had a garment and it had three corners, not four. Had three corners. V'as abahem shlosh tzitzis. So I put three tzitzis on it. You know what's coming. V'shuv asala knaf revi'i. And then what did I do? I made then, so again, I have a garment, three corners. The fourth corner is round. I put three tzitzis on it. Then I took the fourth corner and I squared it off. Again, not like we said, I'm not basting, not tying. I really made it into a fourth corner. V'shuv asa lo knaf revi, v'asa gam bo tzitzis. And then I put the fourth tzitzis on that fourth corner. Now, but again, remember what the case is. The case is that really I put on the first three tzitzis when it was only a three-cornered garment. I put on the three tzitzis, then I metamorphosed, I changed it, I cut it, I took it to somebody who knows how to do it, and then I took it to Mrs. Peretz, and she made it a fourth corner. She fixed the fourth corner and made it into a corner. And then I put tzitzis on the fourth side, right? On the fourth corner. So what's the halacha? The halacha is psula. It's no good. The whole thing's no good. Why? Here it is. I think I mentioned this yesterday. Mishum taseh v'lo min asoy. You should make them and not from something that's made. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, I think I mentioned this yesterday. That the pasuk says, g'dilim taseh l'cha al arba kanfos suska. That you should make Gedilim, you know, tzitzis, right? I forgot what they call it. Gedilim on the four corners of your garment. So, the Chofetz Chaim says, Masma she'aknafos asuyas arba kolim shenasu atzitzis. So the pasuk seems to indicate that you have a four-cornered garment before you put the tzitzis on. But not that you had the tzitzis and then you made it into a four-cornered garment. So therefore, the halacha would be, you have to take off, the Mishnah Berurah says, the three original tzitzis and redo them. The fourth one is still okay, right? Because that was put on when it was a four-cornered garment. So you don't have to take off the number four. You just have to take off one, two, and three and retie them and redo them. Now, the Mishnah Berurah before that says that the Machaber says you have to take off the three tzitzis that were made prior to it being a four-corner garment. So the Chofetz Chaim says it's not even necessarily three. Let's say you put on one of the tzitzis before it was a four-corner garment. You'd have to take off that one. Let's say you didn't even put one. You started making one, and you made one knot or whatever, and with its one compartment, you'd have to undo that. So it doesn't mean you have to take off three, but if I did two, I'd be okay. And say maybe it's a half or whatever. No. Even if it's one section of one, you would have to undo it and redo it all over again. Again, this is a very important idea. We have in another halakhas also, of tasev lo min asoy. You have to make them and not from something that's already made. So again, this is very important. So as I mentioned, I think yesterday, that came up actually with those again. Those the T-shirt tzitzis, right? That they were back in the day, they were not slit. They were just like a little slit, right, to make them more T-shirty-ish. There's such a word. And so then the Rebbe said, "Those are no good." So the guy said, "Oh, no problem," and he took them home and he slit them up. So now you're making four corners. The tzitzis are on the four corners before it's a four-corner garment. It's the same not exactly the same, but the concept of the halacha and the halacha is the same, and therefore that guy had a problem. Again, I don't remember what he did, if he undid him or what, but that would have to be the halacha. Imagine, it's a big hassle. Untie them, retie them, unless you're really good at tying tzitzis. I know how to do it, but I'm not really good. But again, that would be the halacha in that case. Now, here's the vav case. Oh, we're running out of time, but look at this case in vav on page 35. Ein koflin es atalas umatilin hatzitzis al knafel kamoshi kfula. You can't fold a talus. Fold it. Now, again, we're not talking about basting or stitching or you're just folding it. Right? Just fold the talus and then put the tzitzis as it's folded in the smaller form. Right? Because the Mishnah verse is because now when you stretch it out, you unfold it, tzitzis are in like nowhere, right? They're in the middle somewhere, right? They're floating right in the middle, they're not on the corner. So Ramah says, right? You can't put the tzitzis on as it is when it's folded over. And Ramah says, I will tzark lahatil ba'arba knafel pshutim. You have to put the tzitzis on the four corners when it's unfurled. That's what I was trying to say. Right. Now, it's a very interesting Mishnah. We're running out of time, but I want to get this in. Now, look at the Mishnah Berurah Tezayin. V'im kaflo machmas she'abeged aruch me'od pi shnayim kamaso. Let's say you have a talus, right? The garment is double your size. Right? So, somebody sent you a big talus. Really big. So he's saying, I can't wear it. She'en yachol lavsho, I can't wear it. It's too big, right? Ela im ten kafla, unless I fold it. So yesh poskim de poltrin also legamre minatzitzis. Some poskim say, the Mishnah Berurah says, that garment is not chayav in tzitzis at all. The ain shame beged olav, because it's not called a beged. It's not something you would don because it's too big. Umasek atas or prima garden, diato about tzitzis beknafas abshutim v'lo yivarach. So the atas and the prima garden say you should put tzitzis on it as it's unfurled, but don't make a bracha. What is this? It's our Simchas Torah talus, right? That big, humongous talus. I don't think, even if you're Og Melech HaBoshan, I don't think it's big enough. It's too big. Too big for him, right? It's like, right? It's really big. So people don't realize there's mamash and mishnah berurah on this. I've never seen anybody even attempt to wear that thing. It's just, you know? So it's really cool to use, right? But you have to realize, here's a mishnah berurah, again, mishnah berurah tezayin, that talks about the im kol na'arim talesim, right? So again, I don't know if somebody for a Simchas Torah shtick tries to put on this, but again, it's that's the case here. Maybe it's not considered begu just because of its sheer size. Okay, isn't that interesting? Okay, Rabbi Simchas, in 9 minutes.